Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
And welcome back to the second hour of our big special open forum show today. Usually we don't do open forum on a Wednesday, but we're very happy to do it because it's part of Pledge Drive tradition. So we had Jimmy Akin last hour, this hour, Director of Apologetics and Evangelization here at Catholic Answers, Tim Staples. Hello, Tim.
Cy Kellett, it is good to be with you again. I was with you 2 hours yesterday, and I'm surprised you let me back.
No, I'm thrilled to have you back. The problem is you're such a low-energy guy. I need you to pick it up a little bit this hour.
Sure.
The reason why – oh, well, let me first of all give you out the number. If you have a question on any aspect of the life, the faith of Catholics, the Catholic Church, give us a call, 888-318-7884. We'll do our very best to address your question, whether you are Catholic or not. Anybody is willing to call. But it's also pledge drive time here at Catholic Answers. It only happens four times a year. This is our February pledge drive, which is amazing because it is February. It's wonderful that those two things coincided.
Yes, they did.
And during our pledge drive, we just come to you for 6 hours during the week and ask you if you will support Catholic Answers Live this hour. Tim, like last hour, a donor has given us $10,000 for a match this hour.
Fantastic. Praise God.
The number 888-291-8000 if you are ready to make your donation to help support this apostolate in sharing the good news and in sharing, answers about some of the most basic and also some of the – yes, Tim, you have your hand raised.
Go ahead. I have to tell the folks, I just spent the last hour taking phone calls, and I had a blast. Tomorrow I'm going to do it for 2 hours. But it was great talking to the folks. They're excited about giving to Catholic Answers. And thank you, thank you. I got from each one, you know, thank you. You don't know. In fact, one young lady said, you just don't know how this radio broadcast changes lives and has changed mine. I got goosebumps right now. If you could see there, yes, those are called goosebumps.
Yep.
It's wonderful hearing from folks whose lives have been touched. But folks, we really do need to pick it up this hour. We've got this $10,000 match, and we did not do as well in the first hour today as we did yesterday. In our first hour. So we've really got under the gun a little bit here, folks. Let's pick it up. That number is 888-291-8000. We need to make this match, and let's take it beyond. Do we know if we made the match?
Let me look real quick.
In the first hour?
We did indeed. We made the match.
Praise God for that. Now, we've got to pick it up here in this second hour. Folks, when you get on these phones and you hear folks call in and say, my life has been changed, or you don't know how many lives have been changed. It just makes you sigh. It makes you want to go through the roof. It makes me want to get over here and talk to the folks, because we're so blessed here at Catholic Answers to be able to bring you day in and day out the fullness of our Catholic faith. That is the fullness of the faith that Jesus Christ delivered to us.
Amen.
For the salvation of souls. And folks, we as Catholics are the only ones who have the fullness of that faith. And so we have an obligation, don't we, Cy? As St. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9:16, woe be unto me if I preach not the gospel of Jesus Christ, for necessity is laid upon me. Necessity is laid upon us, folks. People need Jesus, and they need the fullness of Christianity that we alone possess as Catholics. But we can't do it, folks. I want to emphasize, as I did yesterday, folks, you got to get it into your head. We don't continue if you don't pick up the phone, folks. And we've got, look at that, a whole lot of open lines right now at 888-291-8000. We need you to call now or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We have a $10,000 match. Everybody who calls right now, your gift is going to be doubled so we can bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to folks all over the United States and around the world.
888-291-8000 is that number, 888 8291-8000. Just want to thank one person here before we go to calls. Anne Marie in Maine. That means she's very likely listening on the Presence Radio Network there. Wonderful people in Maine bringing Catholic radio all over the place, to woods, to towns, to cities across Maine. She just pledged $10 a month. She asked for prayers for a special intention. We take that request very seriously. Father Hugh is very diligent about leading us in those prayers at Mass for those who have asked for our prayers. But I just wanted to point something out. That $10 a month, the entire donation over the course of a year, $120, that is what's getting matched during the match. It all goes towards the match. So if you make a monthly pledge in any amount, it's going to be fully matched this hour up to $10,000. 888-291-8000 is the number. What we do here, however, is apologetics. We answer questions about the Catholic faith. And let's go to Aaron in Omaha, Nebraska, listening on 102.7 KVSS. I know that that is Spirit Catholic Radio. And the reason I know that is I'm sitting here with Tim Staples and he's wearing his 102.7 KVSS Spirit Catholic Radio shirt. Aaron, your question for Tim Staples.
Hi, Tim. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, brother.
My question is kind of a bioethic in nature.
Okay.
So suppose an expectant mother finds out from her doctor that one of her hormone levels is low.
Yes.
And that that could increase risk of, let's say, premature birth. Is there any objection from the, from a Catholic perspective, if she were to take a supplement to get that hormone level to where it needs to be?
No, absolutely. That's a great question. Here's the general rule of thumb in Catholic moral theology. Medicine should be, if it's licit, medicine should aid the body to do what the body is supposed to do. And so in a case where, let's say, your wife was low with progesterone, she may need progesterone to get her levels up to normal. Whereas if she was at normal levels, if you gave her that same progesterone, it could be bad for her. You know, so it obviously it depends upon the situation. Think of it like this, you know, psychedelic drugs, right? You can take drugs that are bad for you. They distort your brain and such. In fact, it's gravely immoral because you're purposely injuring or impeding what makes us human, our intellect and will. It's very sacred to us, right? So that's a sin. But someone who has a bad mental disorder could take those same drugs and it could actually help them.
Ah, yeah, right.
Because it's correcting something that's wrong. But for somebody that's healthy, takes that same thing and it's immoral for them. So that's similar. You know, it's kind of like glasses. If Cy puts my glasses on, he can't see. But if I put my glasses on, I can. So what's good for me is not good for Cy. So it's a great, I mean, that's just a general rule of thumb, and that certainly applies in this case.
Aaron, thanks very, very much for that call. 888-291-8000. I will repeat the number for those who are ready to make your donation to Catholic Answers Live. I'm looking at the phone lines.
Uh-oh.
And most of them are open, which means
yes.
We have lots of opportunities for you to pick up that phone and call. And you can it can take less than a minute. If you want to give all your information, get it all done, maybe 2 minutes.
That's right.
If you want to just leave a name and a phone number and we can call you back at a more convenient time, say you're driving in traffic and now is not a convenient time for you, very, very quickly we'll get you on that phone and off that phone, 888-291-8000. Let's go to John in Laguna Beach, California. John, you are on with Tim Staples. Your question, please.
Hello, John.
Hi. I don't have my Bible in front of me, so I hope I don't mess up the verse. But in the Gospel of Matthew, I believe 27 verses 54 and 55.
Yes.
Talks about the graves of the saints opening and the saints coming out of their graves when Jesus dies on the cross.
Yes.
And then they're seen in Jerusalem when Jesus rises and ascends into heaven. And it seems like, you know, like a really big deal, but I only see it in these two Gospels and have never really heard any commentary on it.
Right.
But it seems like a big deal. And so that's why I'm calling to see if you can sort of explain these two verses.
Yes. Glorious couple of verses at that. These are, I was going to say they symbolize, but that doesn't mean it's not real, of course. Symbolize the power of Jesus Christ over the grave. That when, you know, Jesus Christ died, he proclaimed the truth to all of the righteous dead in the what we call the limbo of the fathers and led them to heaven. He destroys death. And if you think of it this way, brother, Jesus and the power of Jesus was so awesome, so powerful, that it was like an explosion. And the explosion of grace that occurred when Christ died and went down and declared victory over the grave and then ascended or was resurrected, the power was so glorious that folks in the tomb couldn't stay dead. You know, the power of God simply raised them, and they did become symbols in that sense. They're symbols of the victory of Jesus Christ over death, as St. Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians 15, 51 through 55. Death, where is thy sting? Quoting the prophet, I believe that's Isaiah there in 1 Corinthians 15, right? Because death has been obliterated by Jesus Christ. And you can imagine for the first century people who saw that, is that going to, you think, put an indelible mark in their minds when you see Uncle Joe here that died a month ago and he's walking out of the tomb? Wow, something's happened here, right? So that is a powerful symbol. And of course, it's more than a symbol. It really did happen. Jesus Christ has been raised from the dead. He raised himself from the dead and is victorious over the grave. So those are a couple of glorious verses right there.
John, thank you very, very much for that call. Again, we are in the midst of our pledge drive. As a matter of fact, we're past the halfway point of our pledge drive. We have a $10,000 match this hour. 888.
Oh my goodness.
291-8000 is that number.
Cy.
Yes.
Do folks realize that what a blessing that is, that we had a $15,000 match first hour yesterday, a $10,000 in the second hour.
Right.
We had a $10,000 in the first hour today, and we have a $10,000, right?
Yeah.
Right now. This is a huge blessing for us, folks, at Catholic Answers. And you have an opportunity now to get on the phone and double your gift. So if you were thinking about it last hour, maybe you were thinking about it yesterday, now you've really got to do it, folks. Because we're not even close right now to getting this match taken care of. So, folks, please, we need your help now. And, you know, if I sound urgent in my voice, it's because this is an urgent moment. We only have, what, 6 hours, Cy, every quarter?
6 hours every quarter, right.
You know, folks, only 6 hours every quarter to do this, and a huge percentage of our budget comes out of this. And so, folks, we really do. If you've been blessed by Catholic Answers Live and you know, oh man, I should. Well, guess what? Now's the time to do it. Let's pick up the phone, call 888, that's 888-291-8000, and get your gift matched. You might have that $1,000 gift. It becomes $2,000 just like that. Maybe it's that $25. I talked to a couple of folks who gave $25 and $30. And you know what? They apologized to me. Both of these, a lady and a gentleman, said, I'm sorry, I can't give more. And I said, don't say that. Are you kidding me? That $25 gift that you're giving right now is what keeps us alive at Catholic Answers. It's tens of thousands of people who give that $25. That's why we're here, folks. So don't think, because some of you are probably thinking, oh, well, I'm not going to call because I've just got $25. Maybe you can make that $25 a month. And guess what? It becomes $300 just like that. And because of the match, it becomes what? $600. Folks, do the math. This is a great opportunity to help us at Catholic Answers to continue to bring the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics to this world. Please call 888-298-8000. Or remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com 24/7, right?
That's right, 24/7.
That's right.
For the rest of the week.
Please remember, no gift is too small and no gift is too large. I'll guarantee that too.
888-291-8000. If you are considering making a large gift and you'd like to talk with our president, Chris Check, he is in the building and will be happy to take your call. Or he may have to call you back because he's actually answering phones. So just leave your number and ask for Chris. He said he's happy to open the books up. He's happy to talk to you about how your money can be used as a match. He's just happy to talk with you. 888-291-8000. Lots of people to thank. Donna has a check written and ready to send in the mail tomorrow morning for $50. Thanks, Donna.
Thank you, Donna.
God but bless. It doesn't say whether she has a stamp. You need a stamp, Donna? Kathleen, $50 a month from Ohio. Thank you so much, Kathleen. Another Kathleen from San Antonio, $18 a month. Big fan of Jimmy's. Keep up the great work, Jimmy. Paul.
I'm a fan of Jimmy's, too, by the way.
I am as well. Paul in Indiana, $50. Madonna in Idaho, $100. Cindy in Newport Beach, California, $100. Diane from Nebraska, $200. Carol in New Hampshire, $25.
Praise
Amy
God.
In Oklahoma, $100. Dan in Kansas, $100. All of you, thank you
Praise
so,
God.
So much. We have a $10,000 match this hour. I have, as generous as that is, that does not yet equal $10,000. And again,
yes.
I will say, I do not want to overstress this fact, but because we have 30-something fewer radio towers this year, if you have not given before to Catholic Answers, I would ask you to consider now giving to Catholic Answers. It's important to us, as you can probably imagine, to not just continue to keep relying on the generosity of people who do give time and time again, although we do rely on that, but also to expand the number of people donating to Catholic Answers Live, supporting what we do here. It's a worldwide ministry to explain and defend the Catholic faith. Yeah. And frankly, in many ways, the Catholic Church is one of the last institutions on the earth that is consistently explaining and defending reality all over the world, whether it's the reality of what human life is, human sexuality is, who God is, who you are as a human being. It's so important. We believe in it 100%, and we have no sense of shame in asking you, please support this apostolate. 888-291-8000.
Cy, I think you hit on something so important that a lot of times folks don't realize. I mentioned this yesterday that I travel, and I have traveled for the last 24 years more than a human being ought to, I think, to five different continents, and I can't tell you how many countries I've been to around the world. And what is astonishing to me, folks, is over the years seeing the numbers of folks. I get off a plane in the Philippines or Malaysia or India, Europe, all over Europe, and folks come up to me and say their lives were changed through Catholic Answers Live. Yeah. And, you know, folks forget that this radio broadcast really does reach around the globe because of that fancy thing. What's it called again? The
intronet. I think.
Yeah, the internet and all of the great media that we are on. It's astonishing. So I just want you to think, folks, if you're contemplating, thinking, you know what, I don't know. Call now. You're participating in bringing the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ around the globe, lives being changed, folks coming back to the sacraments. We have folks converting from Islam, from Hinduism, from Buddhism, from other world religions. They can convert. We have Orthodox. We had an Orthodox priest. I will never forget that. A Syrian Orthodox priest who called in on this radio broadcast and converted right on the air.
Yeah.
It was Father Vincent Serpa in those years who answered his question on the papacy, and his name was Father Athanasius, as I recall. And he said, "There is nothing keeping me from full communion with the Catholic Church anymore. What do I do?" And Father Serpa didn't know what to say. His jaw, right? He didn't know what to say. And actually, because of our close relations with them, I think it was the Syrian Orthodox Church of Antioch, as I recall, or it may have been the Assyrians. I'm not sure. But because of our close relationship with them, we had to basically call the Vatican, and the Vatican dealt with bringing him into the church. But folks, do you realize, I could tell you story after story. My dear friend up in Modesto, California, his name is Alan Saylor, Assembly of God minister. He turned on the radio by accident. He just gets in his car, and in fact, he didn't turn it on. It was already on, and it was on to Catholic radio. He was an Assembly of God minister. He didn't even know there was Catholic radio, and there it happens to be on his radio, and he goes to turn. I am not kidding you, folks. This is true. He goes to turn it off, and the dial spins. It was broken. He tried to change the channel. The dial spins. It's broken. So he was forced to listen as he drove, and he got addicted, started getting it, buying stuff, getting, you know, tapes and books and such. And a few years later, I met him, a wonderful man. He became Catholic. He's now serving God up in Modesto, California, because he happened upon Catholic Answers Live. This Assembly of God minister is now a devout Catholic. And I could tell you stories about my good friend, Alan. Folks, your gifts right now are what make this possible. And you have an opportunity right now because of this $10,000 matching gift to double every dollar you get. All right, shut up, Tim. Please, folks, I want you to give us a call right now at 888-291-8000 because we have got to get this message out, not just where we are now. Yeah, we lost 33
stations,
which that was painful. And we lost big stations in Los Angeles and San Francisco and Phoenix and Salt Lake City. We lost some big ones. But you know what? God's already opening up doors.
Right.
We're just starting a weekly a television show now based on this radio broadcast for EWTN. We are going to take it beyond, folks. We're going to do more. We don't even know where we're going to be in a year because God's going to open more doors. But I will guarantee you this. We can't walk through those doors unless you call. That's a fact. We need your help at 888-291-8000 so we can take this message of the fullness of the gospel around the world. Now, remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com 24/7. Call now, 888-291-8000.
And the only person in this building who can say, shut up, Tim, is Tim. Let's go to Carl in Arizona watching on YouTube. Carl, your question for Tim Staples.
Hello, Mr. Staples.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic because God is good.
Amen.
I agree. I was wondering what your view is on Christian rock, or if the Catholic Church has a view on it. I asked some Protestant coworkers that are very passionate about it, and they go to Christian rock concerts all the time.
Right.
They pretty much treat it like a Kiss or a Led Zeppelin concert.
Right.
Myself, I don't really agree with it, and I consider the term Christian rock an oxymoron, but that's just me. But anyway, I'd like to hear your response on that.
Sure.
Thank you.
Well, Carl, the Catholic Church does not have an official position on Christian rock, but I will say this. There are certainly higher forms of music when we look at, you know, you can hardly compare Mozart with AC/DC, okay? Well, obviously, that's not Christian rock. But there are higher forms of music. However, you know, it's funny. Centuries ago, Mozart was considered, oh, no, you can't use that liturgically. That's too, you know, pop, modern stuff, flippant music. So you don't want to use that. I don't think we would think that anymore today compared to some of the stuff we have. So a lot of it is a matter of taste. I do believe there's objective truth about higher orders of music and higher forms versus lower forms. Classical music, you know, Beethoven, Bach, and such are simply higher forms of music than rock and roll. Rock and roll more appeals to the appetites in the lower nature by its very nature than do the higher forms of music. But I will say this. I don't go so far as to say, oh, it's wrong. Rock and roll is wrong. I think you've got good rock and roll. I think you have rock and roll that, you know, is good. It's nice. It doesn't have all the bad lyrics and whatnot. And can have a place in rock and roll, you know, this Christian rock. I used to be into Christian rock when I was a Pentecostal. I'm really not anymore, although I'll turn on Petra every once in a while.
The old That's Petra. Going back far, Petra.
DeGarmo and Key, right? Or some of my favorites, Brian Duncan. Oh, my gosh, what a voice that man had. So, I mean, I think there are some good. Now, when you get into the different genres of music, you've got good and better within the genre. Rock and roll, you say that. Well, there are higher and lower forms within that genre. So, you know, of course, we always have to be discerning. But I do believe that God can use rock and roll if it's done, quote unquote, tastefully. You bring in the good lyrics, like, let's say I'm old, but Petra and those sorts of bands. I don't even know the modern bands and such, but I do know that I've heard songs that I would say I like, and I have no problem with my children listening to, because I do believe God will use. And one of the things we're supposed to be as Christians, right, is leaven, to get into the middle of the loaf and to leaven it from the inside out. And certainly using those forms of music can be an example of that. God bless you, and thanks for your question.
Thank you very, very much for that question. It is open forum today, Carl, on Catholic Answers Live. That means anybody can call 888-318-7884 with any question at all about the Catholic faith, Catholic history, Catholic life. We'd love to take your call. We'll be right back after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the Internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
We need Catholic radio because we need the voice of the church in the public forum. We live in a time that the secular voice dominates so thoroughly that we need to get that Catholic perspective out. Just as Fulton Sheen used radio and TV in the last century, we need to continue to use. This means to announce the Catholic faith in the public forum.
Bishop Robert Barron thinks Catholic radio is important. So should you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live Open Forum. I know that shocks you. It's a Wednesday and we're doing Open Forum, but it is our pledge drive. And during pledge drive, we do all 3 days as Open Forum. So this is your chance if you're not Catholic and you've been thinking, I wonder why the Catholics do this or think that. Give us a call at our usual number, 888-318-7884. Now, if you are among those who are thinking, you know what? I've never supported Catholic Answers Live, and during this pledge drive, I'm ready to do that. And maybe you're thinking, there's a $10,000 match this hour. I can help them get there. Those are wonderful thoughts. Just give a call to our other number, the donor number, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. The number, 888-291-8000. We need your support. Only come to you now to make sure that we're fully funded for the next 3 months. If things are really good, then we will have the money to do the things that we want to do, expanding in quite a few different directions. I have to say, you're going to be hearing new podcasts really soon.
Yes.
Seeing a lot more television from us, more online things. All of these things cost money. I think we function in a pretty lean way.
We do.
But they do cost money. And your support helps us to reach out into ever new areas to share, to explain and defend, first of all, the Catholic faith, and to share the good news of God's love in Jesus Christ.
Amen. And can I say, folks, we've got a whole lot of open lines right now. We really need you. And we are not doing well right now. We are not to our match. In fact, we're not even close. So, folks, we need you to get on the phones. Some of you have been thinking about it. Right now is when we need you the most. We have about 28 minutes left. Now, I will say this, and you correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
I believe our folks will stay on the phone lines as long as they keep ringing.
Right. As long as the phones are ringing, people will stay. And I was noticing yesterday that quite a few ringing after hours. Lots of people stayed.
Yes. So don't stop calling even when we go off the air. But we need you to get on the phones right now because we're not even close to our $10,000 match, and we need to get it. That number is 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And you can do that 24/7. I believe if they go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, even 10 o'clock tonight, that's still going to register, right?
Oh, yes, it will. It'll register today, I guess.
For today. Right. So please remember that. If for whatever reason, maybe you're out, you're driving, you can't get your car, or your phone, I should know, if you're driving, you could get to your car. But if you're driving, you may not be able to get to your phone to call us, because we don't want you calling if you're driving. You have to park to do that or pull off the side of the road. Never fear. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and you can give your gift. Folks, we need to hear from you. I can tell you, as I just took calls for the first time this last hour, and I'm looking forward to taking the calls tomorrow.
It is fun to talk with people.
It is fun. I love talking to folks.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be there both hours tomorrow. And folks, it is awesome to be able to hear you guys call in. But as I said to Cy, two people had this idea that they're $30, $25. I'm sorry. Please don't say that, all right? That is why we're on the air, is because you're giving those $25. But I just believe there are some folks hearing my voice right now. You could give that $10,000 to match right now, folks.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you, I'm not ashamed to say this, I don't think there's a better place to put your money right now. If you want the faith propagated around the world, I can't think of a better place than right now. Give us a call at 888-291-8000. You might be the one that gives that $10,000, and Cy will announce your name here shortly. You took us over the top
that, right?
all by yourself. There may be some 5,000s out there or 1,000. There are quite a few folks that could give $1,000 right now. Folks, I will guarantee you, on Judgment Day, you will not be sorry.
Amen.
Man, right. I should have gone to McDonald's more.
Yeah.
Instead of giving that $500 or that $100. Folks, you will never regret for all eternity making that call right now. 888-291. Come on. We've got a whole lot of open lines here. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Wish you hadn't said McDonald's. I'm hungry now. Lisa in Oregon, listening on 88.3 FM. You are on with Tim Staples. Lisa, your question. Lisa?
Hi. Yes.
Oh, yes. Hi. You have a question for Tim Staples?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
My question is, thank you. My question is, I was a godmother with a 3-year-old son of my coworker, and suddenly she changed her religion to Protestant or Baptist or whatever it is. So is our, as a godmother, is it still valid relationship with them, or
yes,
it changed?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing that would invalidate that relationship once you are a godparent. Now, that your godchild might leave the faith and may even not want to have any relationship with you, but you still have a relationship with that godchild. And if nothing else, you pray, because that is a power. That's not just a form we go through in the Catholic Church. You know, you got to have a godparent, so, you know, let's do it. No, that is a sacred, sacred thing for us as Catholics. And so that is valid, and your prayers are especially powerful in that relationship. Like a parent's prayers are especially powerful for their children, a godparent's prayers are very, very powerful for that godchild. So no matter what the godchild might say or do or leave the faith, you are still the godparent, and you pray for that godchild.
888-291-8000 is the donor number. If you are ready to help support Catholic Answers, give us a call, 888-291-8000.
Can I say one more thing?
I was just going to say thanks to Lisa. Thank you, Lisa, for that call. Tim?
Yeah, because I wanted to mention what we mentioned yesterday, Si, that we have an attrition rate between each and every one of our drives. We've lost folks, and for various reasons. They die. They move away and they don't have radio station anymore. There are various reasons why they no longer support us anymore. But this time, losing 33 stations, I don't know what the attrition rate or anything is going to be, but I know it's going to be higher. So we really have that need for folks to, you know, replace those that we've lost. And I want to thank everybody that's called, because you guys are awesome. Yesterday, today, fantastic. But we really need folks to step up to the plate now, because we don't want to just get back what we've lost. We want to move forward. And your calls right now, folks, we still have that $10,000 match. Your dollars are still being doubled. So let's do it right now. Pick up the phone, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
We are joined now by our president of Catholic Answers, Chris Check. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Tim. I just want to follow up on something that Tim was saying there about the loss of those 33 stations in the former Immaculate Heart footprint. Of course, it is a sorrow to us to not have the support coming that would naturally come from those stations. But the deeper sorrow is the vast number of Catholics and non-Catholics listeners who are not going to hear the evangelizing efforts, the good efforts of this program. But I want all of our listeners to know that we're not stopping our effort to reach them. And because of their generosity, we are able to move this program into other media in addition to terrestrial radio. So online with the Facebook feed, which we've been running now for, going on about 6 months, with the YouTube channel, with the Periscope channel. And I just spoke to a woman who follows us on Periscope, and I want to come back to her. How we are going to TV now once a week, starting on Saturday, March 3rd. So we're not stopping. We're not limiting ourselves to the terrestrial radio stations. We're going to continue to be part of them, but all these other ways that new communication technology is allowing us to reach. And the team here at Catholic Answers, the people on the other side of the glass, right here,
right,
who work every day and in the marketing department to get the word out. So folks, when you support us at 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or CatholicAnswersRadio.com, you're making it possible not only for us to produce this show, Si with his superb hosting skills, Tim with his awesome apologetic skills, but also all the engineering skills, all the call screening skills, all the marketing skills, all the tech skills that get it out to all those people. So this woman, can I keep talking, Si? I haven't even taken a breath. Can I keep talking?
I'm dying to hear about this woman.
Well, so I just got off the phone with a woman in North Carolina. And I said, in Charlotte, what's the Catholic radio station in North Carolina? She says, I don't know. I listen to you on Periscope.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, praise God. But Si, it gets better. This woman had been away from the Catholic faith for 52 years.
Wow.
Folks.
And she knows how to use Periscope.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Wow. Folks.
Praise wow.
Yeah. Wow. You have no idea. And she said, please don't name my name. So I won't. Wow. But wow. My friends, you have no idea.
Yes.
The effect.
Yep.
That this program is having on bringing people and 52 years, 75 years. We've all heard stories. I know my brother, he was in the hospital one time giving last rites, and then he's on his or bringing making a sick call, and then he's walking down the he's walking down the hallway, and somebody says, "Father," so he comes in and he says, I haven't made a confession in 50 years, and my brother says, "That's why I'm here." We have no idea. Yeah. We have no idea.
Yeah.
So, my friends, when you're supporting this program, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, you are helping us bring people back to Jesus Christ.
And, Chris, you kept saying that. You have no idea. You have no idea. I just shared how when I was taking calls, I got a call from a young lady who said, "You have no idea."
Yes.
You have no idea. And she said it as many times as you did. You have no idea how your radio show is changing lives and has changed mine. You know, we hear it over and over and over. And folks, you know, I got to say it again. We got an opportunity for you with this $10,000 match to double every dollar you give right now so that we can hear over and over again, "You have no idea." You have no idea.
Those words are just joy to us to hear.
They are.
And here's the thing, my friends. You're going to have an idea. You're going to have a fullness of an idea on the other side of the veil.
Amen.
You're going to meet all kinds of people who this radio show brought back to the church or helped deepen their relationship with Jesus Christ because of your generosity. 888-291-8000. That is what it's about. Okay, Si, one more thing.
Go ahead, and then I got something
Lent
for you.
Is coming up.
Amen.
Almsgiving is part of Lent.
Mm.
Supporting Catholic Answers Live is almsgiving.
Amen.
In fact, supporting Catholic Answers Live answers that command of the church to support the church. Catholic Answers Live is a recognized apostolate of the Catholic Church. I was just visiting the Ordinary of San Diego, our bishop, just a couple of weeks ago. He gave me a letter saying Catholic Answers Live is an apostolate of the Catholic Church operating in good standing in San Diego. We're listed in the Kennedy Guide. When you support us, you are fulfilling that command to support the
Amen.
Church.
And when you give a monthly gift, you'll be giving during Lent as well.
That's right.
So, you know, and we do need more of those monthly gifts. I know you talked about this yesterday. That really helps us, especially when it comes to planning, to know we've got this money coming in. So, folks, once again, 888-291-8000. That $25 a month, you know, I said this before.
Wow.
It becomes $300. That $25 becomes $300, and now becomes $600 because it's doubled, folks.
Right.
So again, 888-291-8000. You can have a bigger impact than you know, folks. 888-291-8000, or again, go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. 24/7, you can give.
Before Chris goes, I want to read you about a woman named Chris in Cincinnati, Ohio. She called and gave us $100 a month. She
Praise
made a
God.
Monthly pledge of $100.
Praise God.
And now she's a member of our President's Club.
Listening has helped her to help others in being able to give the right answers. She came back to the faith after 20 years. The show opened her up to the Holy Spirit. It's helped her to internalize the answers, and she appreciates the apologist so much for bringing the message to the world. That's it, right?
That's what it's all about.
She is
Thank you, Chris, by the way.
Yes,
Thank
God
you.
Bless you, Chris. Thank you. She's the multiplier, right?
Yeah, isn't she? Right.
Because it's you and Tim and Jimmy and Trent and Carlo, Father Hugh, and our superb stable, if you will, of regular guests. But without multipliers like her who take the work of this program and then help to spread that gospel. My friends, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We come to you only four times a year. And even then, we throw some questions in
yes,
between the begging.
And guess what? Jimmy Akin's waiting to take your call right now.
Yeah. Yes, that's
he
right.
Is, I happen to know he's on the line.
He's going to try to talk you into giving $5,000.
Yes,
you call him,
and let him do it.
So I said earlier, Chris, I know there's some folks out there right now that could give that whole $10,000.
No problem.
Yeah.
And hey, you hit the match, just you.
Yeah.
There's some folks who can give that $5,000. There are quite a few of you that could give that $1,000. Give us a call, folks. Just do it. Do it. Yep. Don't think about it anymore. It's time. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. 888-291-8000.
Sai, one more thing. One more.
Okay, one more.
Here
thing.
It is.
Yeah.
You might be driving in your car. You may not be able to pull out your credit card. I certainly don't want you to read your credit card to us while you are driving. All right?
Yes.
Please don't do that. Call us and tell whoever gets your call, I'm driving right now, and they'll make a note on the sheet, say, I'm driving, and then the magnificent ladies in the Catholic Answers Customer Service Department, they will call you tomorrow collect your pledge when you're sitting down and you can have access to your credit card. But the fact is, you have to make that call. Actually, giving, that's the easy part. It's picking up that phone and making the call. So please. And it couldn't be easier now. Everybody's got a cell phone or whatever. Just say,
right.
Hey, Siri, call 888-291-8000.
Just say, hey, Siri, you'll probably call us on somebody else's phone.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. So please right. Take the time to make the call. 888-291-8000. Even if you can't get your credit card out right now, we'll call you tomorrow and collect it from you.
Let's do a little apologetics.
Let's do it.
Chris Check, thank you very much. Christian in Longview, Texas, watching on YouTube. Thanks for watching on YouTube. Christian, your question for Tim Staples.
Hey, Sai. Hey, Tim. How you guys doing?
Hi,
doing
Christian.
Great. Welcome, my friend. What's on your mind?
All right. So I wanted to ask you about Mary and because you're the guy who wrote the book,
yes.
Figured you'd be the guy to ask.
Okay.
So in Revelation 12, verses 1 and 2, John says he sees a woman clothed with the sun, the moon at her feet, and the crown of 12 stars around her head. Now, we know that this, of course, is symbolism because Mary obviously isn't dressing up as the sun for Halloween. And
yes.
But it would just show how glorious she is,
yes,
in heaven. And the crown of 12 stars, of course, represents that she is queen of the people of God.
Yes.
But what do you think the moon represents, and why, of all places, would it be at her feet?
Yes. Oh, boy. You just did. My mom tell you to call, by the way.
So,
yeah. Yeah. Well, there's a ton of symbolism in here. There are. You've heard me say it many times, Christian. Sacred scripture, in particular, when you're talking apocalyptic literature, has many levels. We say it's polyvalent, right? It's many levels of meaning to sacred scripture, and you have all sorts of. You know, there was a Russian Orthodox theologian that, and I've seen some Protestants as well, some of the more traditional Protestants that bring in the Zodiac and stuff. I don't go there, but I do believe they're onto something in this sense that yes, the crown of 12 stars, I argue, is the symbol of Mary being the queen of apostles, the 12 stars, the 12 apostles. But there is also that cosmic dimension to this. And I bring out a lot of this in my book, in particular in the last section, part 6 on Mary's queenship. That Mary here is being, and to get to your question about the moon under her feet, is not only is she the mother of all of the people of God, all right, mother of the church, queen of the apostles, but because her son is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and not just King of this country or not that country or the people of God, but King of the universe. Mary is, by definition, Queen Mother. Therefore, she is the Queen of the universe. And I do not see how you can get around acknowledging that the stars and certainly the moon under her feet, because under her feet is a symbol of Mary having authority over, right? Like Jesus crushing the head of Lucifer, or Mary and Joseph together crushing the head of Lucifer, all of us crushing the head of Lucifer, according to Romans chapter 16, verse 20. All of that is symbolic of what? Having authority over, because of the victory that Jesus Christ has won. And so Mary here, I believe, among the many other layers of me, of meaning, she is being depicted as the queen of the universe because of her divine son, who is king of the universe. Great question, though. I wish we could talk all day about that. But I'll tell you what, and we'll say goodbye to Christian right now. And thank you, Christian, for that question. But these are the kinds of questions that we answer day in and day out here at Catholic Answers Live that help folks, people that have never, I mean, folks, can you imagine how many people are listening right now have never heard of the concept of Mary as Queen of the Universe, never heard it before.
Yes,
they
right.
just did for the first time.
Right.
And their ears perk up and they say, wow, you know, that makes sense. If she's the mother of the king,
yeah, right.
then she would be the queen. And, you, and it's amazing how the Holy Spirit will use a line like that that gets somebody in Albuquerque, New Mexico right now to get his Bible out and then say, let's check out this Catholic.com. And he goes to Catholic.com and he starts researching. And before long, he's Catholic. Amen. That's how it works. But my friends, we're not there without your help. And so we need you right now, because I can see right now we've got a whole lot of open lines, folks, and we are coming down to the finale. We need this $10,000. I don't know if we've got it yet. So folks, get on the line, 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Folks, we've only got 8 minutes left. We need you to call now. We've got to get this match. Your dollars will be doubled. One more time, 888-291-8000.
I've been neglectful about thanking people. Sandra from Clovis, California, $18 a month pledge. Thank you so much. Mary in Jacksonville, Florida, $25. Thank you so much. She also tells us that her diocese of St. Augustine, or St. Augustine, actually, is called, is
yes.
on fire for Christ. Well,
praise
I'm glad
God.
To hear that. James in Ohio, $50. Jonathan in the Bronx, New York, $25 monthly. Thank you so much. April and her husband, her husband's Catholic, but she's Protestant. And she donated. Thank you so much, April. Matthew from Alexandria, Virginia, upped his monthly donation from $25 to $50. He teaches RCIA. Thank you so much, Matthew. 888-291-8000 is our number. 888-291-8000. We have a $10,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. John from Oregon made a $5 pledge, and he said to make sure to mention that every amount, no matter how
Praise
small,
God.
Helps out. Thank you so much,
John.
What
was John. His name? John.
John, yep.
Thank you, John.
And David from Ohio, $50 a month, says thank you for all you do. That's for you, Tim. Jolene in Nebraska, $100. Monica in Oklahoma, $100. Chris in New York, $50. Anise in Texas, $100. Nancy in New Mexico, $100. Not Catholic, but loves the show. Thank
wow.
you all. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. While we're in the midst of this $10,000 match, they called 888-291-8000. Tim, I think we should probably try to get one more question
yes,
in before
let's
we
do
go.
That.
Let's go to Gerhardt in Portland, Oregon, listening on 88.3 FM, Mater Dei. Gerhardt, real quickly, because we don't have a lot of time.
I'm here, yeah. So anyway, my question had to do with the origin of the celibate priesthood and
yes.
The problem of simony that the church had, that the reason why they introduced the celibate priesthood is so that the clergy couldn't leave their offices to their kids and whatnot.
Oh, boy. No, that is nothing could be further from the truth. Whoever shared that with you is not a student of history. The fact is, the reason why we have a celibate clergy is because of our Savior, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the exemplar of the Christian life. And he was, as a matter of history, celibate. St. Paul, who was the greatest apostle in the sense of his apostolic endeavors, to be sure, was celibate. And he taught, in fact, on celibacy in 1 Corinthians 7 and called it a superior or holier, objectively holier state than the married state in 1 Corinthians 7 verses 34 and 35. And it's interesting how St. Paul will say that the celibate And he's talking about the things of God. He's freed up so he can focus on the things of God, whereas the married person is divided, must take care of family and such. Hence, it is better for those who are in the work to be celibate. And so the church took the wisdom. Now, I should note here, this is not a dogmatic position of the Catholic Church. This is something that is an ecclesiastical law. It's not divine law. It could theoretically change, but it's not going to. It's been here for 2,000 years. And what we say, and even though we do have married clergy, certainly in the East and also some in the West as well, this is a tradition that has brought about a endless stream over the centuries of saints.
Right.
And great men and women who dedicate themselves to the service of God and His church. And folks, we are about out of time, but the phone lines are still open. Folks, do not stop calling, please. And we'll tell you tomorrow if we hit our match. But you call. You might be the one that does it at 888-291-8000. Take us over the top or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000 is that number. We will stay here and keep answering the phones as long as they keep ringing. So do not be of concern. If you're worried you missed it, give us a call. $10,000 match this hour. We're very grateful for everyone who has called to support us. 888-291-8000. We'll see you tomorrow for more Open Forum tomorrow on Catholic Answers Live.